This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey, I diagnosed my thumb issue from yesterday. Dr. Cakes put on his doctor scrubs.
I saw you knock down a theory, but Cody Shook, who used to work at this station, had an interesting theory.
Cody Shook had a very plausible theory that it's fatigue from peeling my cards when I play poker.
A poker injury.
At MGM National Harbor. And I like where he's coming from with it, but I peel my cards with my right hand.
You don't use two hands?
Now, I do use two hands, but like I peel the cards up and then I slide the card one card over.
You can't possibly injure yourself doing that.
But
Cakes is, he doesn't do anything, so how does he injure his thumb?
I do plenty. But I'm telling you, here, these are the two most likely culprits. One, this is my driving thumb.
All right. What do you mean?
This is my driving thumb. I generally drive left-handed.
How? Let me see your driving technique.
Here's the
driving technique.
I have the middle console that slides up, so I'll rest my right arm here, and then I'll drive with my left hand.
Right, how could that possibly injure you?
I don't know. It's just a theory. Again,
I'm saying
overuse.
No.
I don't know. I don't think that's the most likely theory. So I'm going to give that a buzz.
I'm giving that a buzz.
I think the most likely theory is my left thumb is also my phone thumb.
Oh, that's
my primary phone thumb.
Yeah, 10 hours a day you're on that.
It's my primary, like scrolling through on my phone.
What was your screen time yesterday? Can you look at it?
I'm sure I can.
I know with Apple you can see your screen time.
I've never done that once on my phone. I mean, I'm sure I can figure it out, but
why don't you just take a look? I'd be curious. How many times you check your stocks?
I'm going to guess that is the most likely culprit.
Cakes went down with a phone injury.
Hold on. What would that be under in my settings? I don't even know.
I don't know.
Usually, I don't have an Android.
Notifications, just, modes and routines.
No, just type up. Do you have like a search where you can just write screen time?
Sure. I'll just type with my bad phone thumb and pull it up here. Time.
Looks like I only had 1 hour, 8 minutes yesterday.
That's pretty good.
The top hits are pretty screen timeout on display and also screen time goal. I don't know if that.
You know what? Who cares?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I think it's a possible.
I'm telling you, it's
a possible
this left
injury
thumb,
because of phone.
It's my phone thumb is the problem. I don't think it's driving thumb. I have a classic case of phone thumb.
Holy cow.
You're looking at your screen time.
On Tuesday, I had 11 hours.
Man, that's a lot.
Was it a rainy day? Was Tuesday a rainy day? I think it was. I think Tuesday was a rainy day, and I was just sitting there on my phone.
11 hours? Wow.
That could include hitting golf balls.
Mine up. My daily average screen time for this week, 2 hours and 36 minutes.
Not bad.
I don't think that's outrageous.
Mine's higher than that because I use mine during the show a lot.
Yeah, you know what? I'm silly at not looking at my phone. I only look in short, controlled bursts.
What was yours yesterday?
What is your top usage? Does it break it down like on Apple? Like, yeah. Is it social media?
Most used apps.
It's like 99% Twitter.
Here you go. Here are my most used apps. All right. Damn it. I'm not good. I'm not
you're
good
off the, your game
yeah,
today.
I am off my game.
Caps lost. You're flustered. You're mad at Emmanuel Acho.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of movie pieces. The third most used app, messages. Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, you got to talk to your family.
Yep. Second most used app, words with nerds.
Oh, God.
And my most used app, Twitter. Twitter. Those are your top three.
Hmm. Mine just says social. I don't know that I can break it down as to which one. I'm sure I could somehow.
I have not, I have officially diagnosed my thumb problem. I don't know how to fix it.
For sure.
I guess I could start using my right thumb more.
Yeah.
But that would be weird.
Yeah. I'm impressed that you're a lefty with the phone.
I'm a lefty with the phone.
I'm definitely a righty with almost everything. You're not a lefty with wiping, are you?
That's the dumbest question I've ever heard. Well, nobody does that with their opposite hand.
Mar could be. He's a lefty golfer, but he throws righty.
Yeah.
Nobody does that act with their non-strong hand or weak hand. You would usually say it and right. Not in a weird way.
I know
way.
When I had shoulder surgery, that was a dagger. For about 3 or 4 weeks.
It definitely came to mind. Like, I've been recommended to have shoulder surgery. And I was like, well, what am I going to do?
Yeah. No, you do it with your nubs hand. And it's a disaster.
You get a bidet.
You
or
basically
something.
Need a shower every time. You can't properly clean yourself.
I can't imagine.
No. I had labrum surgery, and it was a debacle.
Yeah.
A complete debacle. Yeah, it's definitely an issue.
How is it possible that Bickle spent 11 hours on the phone in one day?
On Tuesday?
I mean, you were doing a radio show for four of them.
Well, he's probably on for four hours right there.
Yeah, I mean 11 says, hours? I mean, that's half the day.
All right, so, okay, hold on.
And you're sleeping.
He's not sleeping a lot, so that...
So 3 hours on YouTube...
That's a lot.
3 hours.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a lot.
If I watch like a golf video or something, like a match.
No,
like
you say
hour.
you like the reels. So you're
I'm
just
telling you.
Those reels add up.
What? 3 hours on YouTube.
3 hours on YouTube.
What are you, 13?
3 hours on
are
YouTube.
Are you an influencer?
Hold on, I'd love to go through this.
All right, I'm telling you. I got 4 hours where I'm watching podcasts, video podcasts on other platforms. All right, so that's
7.
Hours, okay, just, and I have those. By the way,
you're just watching podcasts on your phone.
I have those when I drive. So this is including when I'm driving. So like
you're driving to Hilton Head.
No, but like an hour each day. Like I drive from here to the club, I'll have an hour, and I'm watching a podcast. That's just what I do.
You can't just listen to a podcast. Yeah. You have to watch the podcast
actually,
while you're driving.
The ones that I do to listen live, I only know how to catch the video feed, the live video.
Okay,
feed.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. 1 hour and 7 minutes on Instagram. Let's see, this is like 58 minutes on a map, so I'm driving, right? So this is counting when I'm driving. So I'm also multitasking. So I'll have my podcast I'm listening to and my Google Maps wherever I'm going, right? 27 minutes on Twitter. 11 minutes on Facebook. 11 minutes.
Zuckerberg's so upset. You only gave him 11 minutes.
Yeah. 1 hour, 28 minutes texting. 1 minute putting in my gin score.
It actually breaks it down to 1 minute.
Yeah, 1 minute.
So did you play golf that day too?
No, that was Tuesday. It was a rainy day. That's why I was probably sitting around watching YouTube videos.
Okay, so you put your score in like another day.
I think I might have put it in a day late, or I might have just been checking it. 17 minutes on my camera. I don't know what I was doing there. Oh, you know what? Probably video in my swing indoors. 59 minutes on Google Chrome.
A day in the life of.
Browsing.
Browsing. 6 minutes on the Daily Mail. That app.
Surprising, it's only six. I guess because Valdez gives you the stories.
So
for
that,
the
I mean, honestly, 4 hours of that is I know exactly what it is. It's a video podcast that I watch, and 3 hours is on YouTube, probably watching golf videos.
Yeah,
an hour of texting a day seems like a lot.
Yeah, I agree. Do yours. Do you have your breakdown?
I have 35 minutes of messages on mine.
Mm-hmm.
I had, or where is it? Oh, 1 hour, 11 minutes on podcasts.
All right.
Zoom. I had a Zoom was 1 hour 18 minutes.
You had a Zoom call.
Yeah, we had a Zoom call.
Man, that's a long Zoomer.
Big management producer call.
1 hour 31 minutes on YouTube. That's actually
all right.
I know what that's from. I watched the No Laying Up Live from the Kill House.
See?
I need a golf recap.
I don't know what that is.
I know.
Kill House.
That's what they call their studio.
Okay.
Like 1 minute camera, 1 minute Spotify. I don't understand this. My home and lock screen. So I guess my phone is on, mm-hmm. but it's locked. Accounts for 1 hour, 54 minutes.
Mm.
And then Instagram, 39 minutes. X, 1 hour.
Oh, yeah, you did. You did double the X that I did.
I know.
I was only on 27 minutes.
Gathering that news for the day.
Anyway, Cakes believes his injury is due to phone usage. So
phone
are you going
right there?
What are you going to do about it?
More believable than anything else.
Yeah. I mean, I narrowed it down to two possible options: phone, thumb, or driving thumb.
But you
maybe
realize
it's a combination.
It can't be
of the two.
Driving.
It's not the driving
because you're not driving with your thumb.
I mean, you're just
yeah, but I mean, my thumb is on the wheel and I don't know.
No, bad. It's not that.
Phone thumb.
I buy the phone.
It's phone thumb.
Yeah,
I buy the phone. So you're gonna have to maybe you need to become a two-handed phone guy.
What is your ailment anyway? It's a sore.
Just sore. I don't know what to tell you, man. I have a lot of issues with my hands and fingers over the last couple of years, especially the thumb. The thumbs have been troublesome.
Did you ever think that when you hit like 54, 55, that your thumb would get hurt from just
not
scrolling
really,
your phone?
But also, I am kind of thankful that it's pretty minor. I mean, having a sore thumb is pretty minor. It could be a lot worse. I could have a lot worse ailments than
a
thumb that hurts a little bit.
Yeah, you could have a big tumor somewhere.
Yeah,
right,
so
of course.
It's not that big of a deal, but it does bother me on a daily basis.
If you had to write a lot, it would kill you. But you also don't write with your left hand.
Right, but that's his left hand. That's his left thumb.
Right.
He'd be fine.
Because I've had a banged up thumb since I was in high school because it dislocated and I never went to the doctor and just popped it back in.
If that tracked how much I write with a writing utensil, a pencil, or a pen on my phone, it would say 5 minutes or less per week.
Doesn't Valdez write like claw technique
he
or something
weird,
like that?
Yeah, like his teacher.
Because when I was in law school.
Whoever your teacher was when you were young.
Failed them.
They should have taken care of
when
that.
When I was in law school and I would have to take a lot of notes, after a while,
yeah.
Because, again, I popped my thumb back in myself mm-hmm. and it never healed properly, I would have to kind of use that claw technique because it would kill. But he just chose that in life.
I don't understand.
When I was a child, that's how I picked up a pencil to write, and no one corrected
me. Didn't they give you like a little thing you slide on your pen or pencil, like almost like a rubber triangle that shows you the right way?
Like training wheels?
I've never had that.
Never?
I've never put that on my Ticonderoga.
Well, you should have.
That was your pencil?
Ticonderoga is a very famous pencil brand.
Yes, correct.
It is a famous pencil brand?
Yes.
Yeah.
Were Ticonderogas black?
Or No, they're yellow.
Who makes the top pencil? Pencil fights back in the day.
Who makes the number one pencil?
Ticonderoga.
Probably Ticonderoga. He's probably right.
How do you spell that?
Standard yellow pencil.
T-I-C-O-N-D. E-R-O-G-A.
Correct.
Ticonderoga pencil.
Is there a Fort Ticonderoga? There might be. That name's kind of ringing a bell.
Oh, see, I don't think I had that many of that one. Oh, the green writing?
Classic.
Yeah. That is a classic pencil. Probably the one seed. I can't think of another pencil brand.
Yeah, I don't know.
Here's
Crayola?
What
Crayola?
Bic?
Bic's a good one. Here's what are worthless. Mechanical pencils. You know, shoot those right into the sun.
Because
the stupid lead breaks all the time.
Yeah.
They're so thin.
I used to use those all the time.
They're horrible. Horrible writing implements. I'd rather use a quill and ink from back in the 1600s.
All right, so Cakes, are you going to see that guy who called in yesterday who was offering some sort of ultrasound and therapy?
I mean, if somebody took down his number, I would go to his office.
I have Dr. Nathan.
Dr. Nathan, proud Eleanor Roosevelt grad.
You should go see Dr. Nathan. He said he'll do an ultrasound, and maybe it is phone related.
Well, it's phone cause. It's not related. It's the phone that's doing it.
Do you have hitchhiker's thumb?
What is that? Where you
when you can bend your thumb back like this?
No, I'm just lucky I can have full range of movement in my thumb. The normal so
you
way. Do,
can you give a good solid thumbs up?
Like that?
Yeah, hitchhiker's thumb.
Got a little curve to it?
Yeah.
Yep, straining it.
I only have it in the one.
All right, we're going to have Brett Johnson come on at 9, right?
Yes.
When we come back, let me tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood entertainment. Got some good stuff
here. I would
like that. We got some Diddy news, of course. We got some kind of interesting Justin Bieber news. Chris Brown looks like he's in trouble for some sort of violent act again. And a local anchor admits he had been drinking between shows. Ooh. We'll get into that when we come back.
Welcome. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We'll get back to the Caps coming up at 9 o'clock. Brent Johnson, former goalie with Monumental Sports, now will join us as we talk about whether the season was a success. Looking at our poll online, 59% say yes. But there's a strong minority that says, nope, not a successful season. Wow. Right now, though, we open up the entertainment page.
Hard to ask that question the morning after, you know.
Yeah, the wound is still very fresh and raw at this point.
Exactly.
Got to do a poll every day, bro.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, the entertainment page driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. She'll take care of you, set you up with a sales assistant. Of course, you could check out their entire selection of certified pre-owned and brand new vehicles right on their website, bmwfairfax.com. When you get over there, make sure you mention your boy, EB. They will take care of you, treat you like a rock star. Promise. All right, Justin Bieber cakes. The Biebs is in the news. If you're into celebrity culture, you've probably seen a lot of videos of him lately. He looks kind of gaunt. I think he's been bragging about drug use on some of his videos.
One of the most recent vids I saw was him at the golf club in his tank top and the big baggy pants.
Right. Right. I think that was a club that has like a $500,000 initiation.
Yeah, very swanky place.
Sure, some of the members weren't super happy about that, but it is what it is. But apparently they're saying that he's been in the past and maybe currently on the brink of financial collapse when he sold his catalog for $200 million 2 years ago. They say he's reportedly spent almost the entirety of his estimated $500 million to $1 billion he's made in his career. His manager, Scooter Braun, who I believe no longer works with him, tried to steer him away from the deal since he's so early in his career. They said, hold off on selling, but he did it anyway. And they're saying it's because he's basically busto. He even owes Braun $20 million.
Yeah, I mean, this is from, I guess, TMZ's investigators revealed that while Bieber was on tour, Haley allegedly requested that his team upgrade her jet to the size of one of Kylie Jenner's private jets because she was not taking the, quote, lesser jet. They offered her a smaller aircraft, and she rejected it. So, if they're spending money, like, at this pace, you could see them running out of dough.
Is he ever going to really run out of money? I mean, his videos get so many downloads. His Spotify, et cetera, gets so many downloads.
I don't know.
Isn't that going to just be a revenue stream for the rest of his life?
Probably.
But, I mean, you can still outspend your revenue streams.
Yeah. But he'll always have new money coming in, is the point.
Yeah, but if he borrowed, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And then the money from the streaming can't necessarily pay off the vig that he borrowed.
Like
if his money's based off of credit.
He could always just get a residency in Vegas.
That's
sure.
also true.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he'll be able to perform for the rest. But he looks so out of it lately.
Can't be good if he's doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's doing it now.
They're also saying that, I don't know, maybe he's involved, like, one of his buddies, I guess, and one of his business partners, I don't know the guys around him, Ryan Good or something.
You don't know his team?
I don't know his team. But apparently, he used to go to the same church he went to, and he bailed on it because he said it's a cult.
Okay.
And he's had, you know, listen, I think Biebs is obviously struggling with stuff, and you know, he's tried to find
Drabby solace Bieber.
In church for, you know, at various times. And I think one of his, remember, what wasn't the pastor of his church like banging other chicks? Like the previous church he went to? Remember that? The guy was like the cool pastor.
I think you're right.
Yeah, remember him?
I remember you doing stories.
I remember him.
Like the cool pastor.
He was like always in his ear. He was his right-hand man.
In fact, he might have been like an ex-college hoops player, I think.
It was called Hill something.
Yeah. And
Hillside or Hillsong. I don't.
Now he's at a different church, I think.
Hillsong.
And they're claiming that this one might be a cult, too. So
his pastor was Carl Lentz.
I think that's the guy. I think that's the guy. So who knows? They are saying, though, that finally he's kind of spoken on the rumors that he's a victim of Diddy. I think his spokesperson denied it. The spokesperson said, although Justin is not among Sean Combs' victims, there are individuals who are generally harmed by him, and they're trying to shift attention away from him to the victims that rightfully deserve the attention. So who knows? I don't know if it's the kind of thing that you would necessarily admit to publicly. But they're claiming that he is, even though some of these videos, you know, where Puff is talking about they're going to have the weekend together and they're going to do all this crazy stuff. You know, they sit on talk shows together and, you know, back in the early 2000, like 2010s, 2011s.
Now I see where the 3 hours of YouTube came in.
What? I mean, you see these videos.
And Diddy vids.
These videos are out there. Let me see. What else? Tommy Lee Cakes is in the news. You're a Tommy Lee guy.
Sure. I'm Motley Crue Mark.
Who's not? Tommy Lee.
Love me some Motley
but
Crue.
But apparently he's got love issues again.
Oh, okay.
Saying him. By the way, do you know how old he is?
I'm going to say Tommy Lee is, I mean, Motley Crue's been around forever. He broke in. He was really young, like in 1983. He was probably 18. I don't know if I could do that math. He's like 64.
Hold on. Now I actually just have to wiki it. 62. Okay, he's 62. His wife is 38.
He can start drawing Social Security at 62, by the way, if he wants to.
But they are separated.
Or I can wait until he's 70 and get the full benefit.
He and Brittany Ferland are separated, possibly heading for divorce. And the reason, Cakes? Shocker, drinking. Center of the split. They say they've been living separately for the past couple weeks. Brittany and other people around Tommy feel like his drinking has gotten out of hand again, and they've urged him to get sober. Shocker, he's been resisting.
I mean, how many girls do you think he's tagged?
Tommy Lee?
Now, he's been a relationship guy, right? He was married to Pam Anderson.
You think that ever stopped?
Was he married to Heather Locklear?
Like
he was married to Heather Locklear.
I mean, I would put the conservative estimate. I mean, Tommy Lee was a member of one of the most debaucherous rock bands of all time. In Motley Crue. He's been in the biz since the early 80s. He's conservatively slept with 8,000 women.
Well, I would
put it at that
you gotta figure at least.
He's been married four times.
You gotta figure 100 a year, right?
Easily.
You think that's conservative?
I'd put it at.
Even when he's married, he was married to Heather Locklear 86 to 93. Pam Anderson, 95 to 98. This Furland chick, 2019 to 2025. And he was married to somebody named Elaine Starchuk.
Yeah.
84 to 85.
Let's just say 100 a year.
Even if he was married to those people, like if the tour bus pulls up in Des Moines, Iowa, and there's a million groupies there, yeah. Like, I think he's married when he's at home. When he's right. Out on the road, he's just straight up Tommy Lee.
Cakes, after watching the opening scene of The Dirt on Netflix, I'm going to say over.
Over 8,000.
Yes, over 8,000.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So that's like 200 a year.
I mean, I mean,
if you gave him 100 a year.
100 a year would be like 4,500 or something.
Yeah, that'd be 4,500.
I think 100 a year is
so
very
then if
light.
If you give him 200 a year, that you're around 9K. 9K kills. 9K bodies.
I think that's a good guess.
Probably true. You know, speaking of drinking and, you know, troubled stars, you know, Bam Margera, right? He's had plenty of issues with alcohol and drugs. I saw a video recently. I think it was actually yesterday. It wasn't on Tuesday when for 11 hours. Where at one point, it looked like the family, I don't know if it was a show they were doing for MTV. There was what do you call those air balloons? You know, the hot air balloons.
Yeah.
And there were some folks in the hot air balloon, and they were releasing the hot air balloon, and he grabbed onto it.
Oh, no.
And he's hanging from the hot air balloon, and then the family's there. They start screaming. Hot air balloon's going up and up. Like, it goes from it's a funny joke for, like, about 1 second.
Sure.
That next thing you know, you're 20 feet, 30 feet, 100 feet in the air.
Yeah, I mean,
he's holding on, and they're... They're grabbing the ropes and they're desperately trying to pull it back down, and he just calmly comes back down. How's he not dead?
I don't know. I have no idea. I'll do almost any appearance that comes down the pike over the years, but you'd be hard pressed. Like if somebody said, "Hey, we got a hot air balloon company,
10K,
and we want 10K you to go up in the hot air balloon. This guy's a professional. He knows exactly what he's doing." I would turn it down.
Yeah, I'm not.
I've seen too many videos of. The basket catching fire or the hot air balloon going into electrical lines and you just going up in a puff
of
smoke.
I'm doing it.
I actually sent a story to Valdez, I guess. I didn't know Drive was going to be back to possibly bring up on the show today, which is not hot air balloons.
Yeah.
I'll do a Cakes headline. Why these startups think Zeppelins could be the future of air travel.
Dirigibles? Zeppelins?
What are
blimps?
What are they?
Like a blimp.
Oh,
like a Goodyear blimp.
I'm out on that.
Filled with like a dangerous flammable gas. You ever hear of the Hindenburg? I have. didn't go well.
That's what they say. Say a century ago, Zeppelin passengers soared across the Atlantic Ocean in luxurious gondolas hanging from humongous hydrogen-filled balloons. The biggest aircraft humanity has ever built. Then in 1937, the Hindenburg crashed and burned, and the future of the airship industry went up in smoke. But now they believe there are a bunch of startups that want to revive the airship as an alternative for cargo and passenger flights. They believe the materials are better. Would you ever get on one, Gates? No.
You think I'm going to get in a Zeppelin? Of course I'm not going to do that. All right. Am off my game. I can't find the Hindenburg clip in here today. I don't know what's happening.
Maybe you should have called in caps.
I should have called in caps. Probably should have.
We talked about it.
And you didn't have your third beer last night.
Didn't have the third beer. That's just poor judgment on my part.
Former DC anchor, WRC anchor Leon Harris has admitted that he was a couple of sheets to the wind, Cakes, when he went viral for his awkward on-air anchoring on Thanksgiving.
Finally found it. Hold on, pause.
All the humanity and all the fans just screaming around you. I can't talk, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Back on my game. Continue.
Harris said he hasn't thought of having a drink since December 14th. Of 2024.
Remind me what he did.
He was on the air on Thanksgiving and he had been drinking between shows.
At what time was this? So does he do morning?
Sounds like he probably news? Did like a noon show, maybe a 5 p.m. show, something like that.
I think the newscast was like at 6 o'clock.
Yeah,
it was an evening newscast. My guess is he did like a 12 o'clock.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah. Then went out and, you know, maybe had Thanksgiving meal.
Yeah,
you know,
wine.
Had some wine or something. He said, "I've been drinking between shows, and then I went on the air. I was more affected than I thought I was. It says, in fact, I thought I was perfectly fine, but when viewers watched it, they didn't think so. They thought he was having a freaking stroke.
Right.
That's how much he was messing up.
Street on Northeast Second Street, rather Northeast Road on Rhode Island Avenue." Some residents say that they live there in that area on Euland Terrace, and they say they have access to running water there. But
I mean, we've met him before. You're not going to find a nicer guy. So I hope he's able to, you know, now stay off the booze and live a productive life.
They gave him some time off.
Yeah.
But ultimately decided not to bring him back.
Right.
But he hasn't had a drink since December 14th of 2024.
Very
so hopefully
good.
He can find work again if that's what he wants to do.
Yeah.
Last but not least, we'll just get into a little more here of the Diddy stuff because it's fascinating. According to Cassie, Diddy overdosed, shocker, on painkillers, Cakes, back in 2012 after a freak-off, then a visit to a sex club, and then a party at the Playboy Mansion.
I mean, you could the human body can only withstand so much. Like, what are you doing?
he had his own freak off, then he went to a sex club in San Bernardino, and then Diddy left her and went to the Playboy Mansion without her. And after that, he had to be taken to the hospital.
I mean, I'm sure he had
where he had overdosed.
He probably had like a 55 gallon drum of painkillers and blue pills. Because you can't just keep going to those sorts of functions.
Yeah, and the sex, and the freak-offs are like 2, 3, 4 day functions,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
He went on a week-long sex bender.
Yeah.
I got a vibe. He's going to get a not guilty.
Because?
Just a vibe. Was reading some of the texts from Cassie to Diddy, and it was like she was asking for it.
It was mutual?
Seemed like it.
Well,
that's what his defense was presenting.
I saw that the defense is basically trying to say he was under the influence of so many drugs at the time that there's no way he could have been the ringleader of this conspiracy to sex traffic that he's being accused
of.
In a nutshell.
There are a lot of people out there that think that he was running an operation that wasn't dissimilar from what like the Epstein operation apparently was.
Yeah.
Blackmail. Get all these people in there. Get them having sex on video. And then you have your way with them in the music industry.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I mean, it seems like it's more serious, but it doesn't seem that different than like what you'd hear about Playboy parties, right?
You
hear us talking about Playboy parties, right?
A lot of debauchery.
Now, I think that's what he's trying to say. Like, hey, we were just having these freak-off parties, like a la Playboy party, and they're trying to say that it was next level, right?
I guess. It's just hard.
Because next, you'd hear about Playboy parties. There was a grotto.
A geek off than a freak off. Okay?
What's a geek off?
It's not a freak off. Just hanging out with a bunch of dorks.
Right. I do that every day. Yeah.
You mean like our high school parties?
Geek off greater than freak off, in my opinion.
Right. All right. Got to take a break. Remember, we'll get back into the Caps coming up at 9 o'clock. Brent Johnson joins us from Monumental Sports. Coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
9:45, going to give you another chance to win tickets to go see Metallica, their M72 tour. You're going to be there with Brendan?
Yeah, taking Brendan to his first Metallica show. Looking forward to that. It's just less than 2 weeks now.
What type of music does he typically listen to?
He listens to all kinds. He'll listen to rock. He'll listen to rap, sprinkling of metal, I guess, because he does like Metallica. So... He's got a varied palate when it comes to music. So
I think today is the day that Morgan Wallen released the 37 tracks of his double album.
Dude, it's the hot story behind the glass here.
Do you want to play a couple of the sillies at some point? A couple of new sillies that are jumping out at you?
I haven't listened to any of it yet, so I don't know what
are
sillies.
See if any are getting traction online. Maybe we'll play a couple. Everything he produces, I like. I'm a real sucker for him.
You're a Morgan Wallen mark.
Big time.
So I woke up this morning, and he was like the number one trending thing on Twitter, and everyone was raving about it, saying, you know, this dude doesn't miss, blah, blah, blah. I went and listened to a couple songs on my way in.
You weren't feeling it?
I gotta go back. I don't want to give my opinion just yet, but yeah, the first like three or four songs I listened
hesitant.
To, yeah, first three or four, they were a little slow for my liking. And I need like, you know, some action, some speed. If I'm gonna be playing Beer Die and Beer Pong of these type of, you know, songs, it can't be slow.
Hold on, Beer Pong and what was the first game you mentioned?
Beer Die.
Beer Die?
Oh yeah.
Can you? I don't know what that is.
So it's you're outside. There's four cups on a table. They're on each corner.
Okay.
And you have to throw a dice, and it has to get on the other side, the other half of the table, and it has to bounce once, fall off the table, and there's another person you're playing against, and they have to catch it. If they don't catch it, it's a point. If it hits the cup and goes off the table, it's 2 points. If it lands in the cup, it's 3 points.
Okay.
It's elite.
It's an elite game.
It's
elite
so much
drinking
fun.
Game.
It's kind of like burst onto the scene, kind of similar to like pickleball. It's pickleball of drinking games.
Okay, if you say so.
It's like the new kid on the block.
Hey, by the way, Drab, just as a side note, are you willing to acknowledge that pickleball's here to stay? Because I remember when we had the argument a few years ago. We had the argument a few years ago, and you're like, it's a fad. It's like bowling, or I can't remember what you equated it to.
Well, if I mean fads last longer than 2 years, I'm saying in 10 years, people aren't going to be talking about, and they aren't, about pickleball as much as they were.
Maybe, I don't know about talking about it, but participation will never be, it's just going to keep getting higher and higher and higher. It's crazy. It's like everywhere.
You're no longer the spokesman for it. You quit because you're afraid of a...
I don't want to get injured myself. I'd rather play golf. But I'm just saying, I mean, Cakes could speak to it. The courts are popping up everywhere.
You were acting like the thing was going to take over TV and we were all going to be talking about it like we are going to the French Open here next week.
I don't know that I equated it to that, but I...
French Open's next week?
It's not going away. It's not going away. Like, Cakes is now on a... You know how, like, if you belong to a club... You play in like interleague tennis matches. Mm-hmm. Cakes is now, they have pickleball interleague matches
now. Yeah, playing in one tomorrow.
Right. I mean, it's not going anywhere.
Good thing I'm not using my left hand.
Yeah. Who do you play?
We play, I think tomorrow's Bethesda Country Club. They're coming to Norbeck.
You don't have to wear all white to Bethesda, do you?
No.
Yeah, that's only Columbia.
Don't have to wear all white at Norbeck either.
Yeah, right. Norbeck, you can wear all the colors you want.
You wear whatever you want.
Right. I was just stuffy. I was just thinking about Drab because I know he's not embraced pickleball.
I'll say this. I like playing pickleball much more than I like watching it.
That's fair.
Like watching it on TV if there's really nothing else on, maybe I would stick for 15 or 20 minutes watching it. But I don't seek it out on TV.
Watching much the high level pros is fun to watch.
No, they're great players. Yeah. I respect their talent.
Yeah.
But
I mean, you see how much Agassi has embraced pickleball?
Have not.
He's all in.
I know that he's in.
He's got his own paddle now.
Good for him.
It looks pretty silly, too.
I'm sure it's nice.
It's probably like $400. One thing I will say, barrier to entry has gone down because now you can get pickleball paddles for pretty cheap. You can go to Walmart and get paddles for like $20.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you want to play with
a piece of cardboard, sure.
They don't look horrible.
I understand.
They don't look horrible.
I'm being a little bit of a pickleball snob.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I remember distinctly having this argument with Drabby a couple years ago and just mocking pickleball.
I've heard rumors. A bird has been in my ear recently that I might be getting some sort of semi-deal with our friends at Yola.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's through Michelle.
Might be.
Yeah, she was contacting me.
I
think probably because I said I haven't been playing pickleball that much lately.
Yeah.
Now, the thing about you jumping down Drab's throat about this is when Cakes, he was the tip of the spear in pickleball amongst the junkies. Mm-hmm. When Cakes first started playing, you used to joan on him for playing pickleball.
Maybe at first, but then when I started playing it, you know, like in 2020 or stuff, when we were all like locked down, I just fully embraced it.
Yeah, you realize how silly it is.
Yeah, and then there was a period of time where I was playing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But all I'm saying is he's doing the same thing that you did to Cakes.
Yeah, but I acknowledge it's not going anywhere years ago.
Yeah, he turned the corner. He became an early adopter.
Yeah, I think I might have goofed on him at first. But pretty quickly got exposed to it and started playing a ton. I'm just saying it ain't going anywhere. It's like here to stay. You don't agree, Drab? You're biting your tongue.
I'm just saying, I was just in Hilton Head. I didn't see a lot of 26-year-old pickleball players.
it's mainly for the older.
It is for older people.
Your frame of reference is your country club.
It is for older people.
The average age of the country club. I've been to some, probably about 65.
Well, that's not true because they have people have families. There's young couples at clubs, for sure.
I'm just saying the average age.
I don't know what the average age is. I wouldn't be good at that. Yeah, I think
my
it's something
entire that- premise all the, is it's a goofy driveway sport, and I haven't changed on that. It's fine. It's a backyard game to play when you're drinking with friends. Like you do a spike ball. You thought because it's that it was going to be taken over ESPN.
Hold on. I have to rank pickleball ahead of spike ball.
Of course,
I mean,
he's
just
belittling it.
It's you on a high. It's, now it's not tennis, but it's on a higher level.
You know, spike it's, ball. Like, it's like watching tag.
No. Can JP Valdez or Mike Marr name one pickleball player not named Ben Johns?
No.
I probably had already forgotten his name.
Yeah. And that's only because he's from down the street. Yeah. We had him in studio.
Yeah. Isn't Andy Murray playing pickleball or something like that?
No.
I haven't
seen him. He will be eventually when he's too old for tennis.
Andy Roddick plays not as good.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was thinking
Agassi's
of. Andy Roddick.
The goat of those guys. Although, like, Jack Sock, I think, is pretty big. He just is.
Jack Sock.
It just is. Listen, I don't even participate. I'd rather play golf. I'm just acknowledging that it's just growing. Like, it's crazy.
Why do you constantly need Drab's approval? Like, the whole...
Yeah. It's not his approval.
No, no.
It doesn't need his approval. I want his acknowledgement.
This
approval.
This is very...
He was wrong. No,
hey, okay, JP,
he was
on.
Very reminiscent of the Jaden Daniels elite. Like, you,
very similar.
You've got something in you that you need Drab to agree with you.
No, I don't need him to agree with me. You're missing it. I want him to admit he was wrong.
Okay.
What do you care?
That's what gets me charged up.
What do you care if he's wrong? Why do you need him to acknowledge it?
It makes my cucumber grow.
You're obsessed with Drab.
Let's revisit this conversation. Hey, EB, do you want to do the second annual Junkies Pickleball Open? No, Drab, I'm not interested.
That's not true. That's
exactly how it went.
That's not true because... I said I would do it. It was a pain in the ass, but with the broadcast.
Oh, it's a huge pain in the ass.
But I would totally do it. You were the guys who were the ones that didn't want
to
do it.
That's not true at all. I offered it up to all four of you guys. Nobody wanted to do it except for Cakes.
By the way, I
that's not true.
I remember doing the broadcast. It was like me and AWOD early doing the broadcast. Yeah. I don't remember seeing anybody else there.
Just trying to build something for the future sport of America. Can't even get the guys who invented the thing to get behind it.
I would 100% do it. I'm not interested.
You said 100%. You said no, Drab. I'm not interested. Mm-hmm. I could probably find the email or the text.
Find it.
Come on, size.
Find
I'm so size.
Oh.
I didn't want to do the broadcast part.
I don't know that I was asked.
You
I don't care.
How long were you on the broadcast for? 5 minutes?
Yeah. I avoided it like the plague.
Nobody asked you to be on the broadcast.
Yeah. I would 100% do it because I think it's great for the show. 100%. It was a great event.
I just remember getting smoked in that event.
It was a 10 out of 10 Junkies event. That
it was a fun event.
It was a great event. For sure.
It was great to be there for 12 hours on a Saturday.
So I got the floor. Mikey and I got the floor wiped by like another team. They just came in.
Well, once you start playing the real pickleball players.
They mowed us down like bowling pins.
Yeah. Once you start playing the real ones, then you just know it's over.
You know when you're outclassed.
Yeah.
You just know.
The real pickleball guys, they don't even really move.
Right.
They just stand there and move you around.
Yeah, they move you.
Yeah, exactly.
They make you move.
Yeah.
Hopefully that doesn't happen tomorrow.
Anyway,
3 p.m.
I don't need Dravy's approval. Believe me.
Then why are you asking for it?
Yeah. I don't want approval. I want
every week you asked him. Every week you asked him is Jaden Daniels elite. Every week.
Do you think that's asking for approval? Yeah. I want him to admit.
Well, what would you describe that?
I admit he was wrong. That's all. I get charged up by that. I get psyched.
Well, Dravy knows Jaden Daniels is elite.
Yeah, and
he may not be saying it, but he knows.
He didn't want the entire DMV after him, so I backed off. I stopped asking him. I respected it.
I told you, I'm waiting to year two. I was a believer in Cliff year one. If he does it in year two, then I'll change.
So Jaden's success, what percentage would you get to Cliff?
I said 70 originally for Cliff. I've lowered that to... 60% Kingsbury.
60.
40% Jaden.
Okay. All right.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Cake said the schedule is Jaden proof.
I did.
So
I stand by that statement.
Maybe I'll be an idiot for 2 years in a row.
I don't know. Mean Jaden is schedule proof.
Yeah.
Whatever. You got my point.
If he has 40 total touchdowns, I think you're going to start capitulating.
Hey, coming up next, scheduled to join us, Brent Johnson, longtime Capitals goalie. We'll talk about the Caps being eliminated, the future of the Caps, next here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.